This is Hero of the Week, and I'm Matt Wyatt with Crawford Broadcasting. Today, I'll be speaking with a member of the Michigan Air National Guard. Captain Craig Warren is part of the 110th Airlift Wing out of Battle Creek, Michigan. Captain Warren, it's good to have you with us today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Captain, what's your regular position and what are your normal duties in the Airlift Wing?
Yeah, I'm the public affairs officer here in Battle Creek, Michigan, and being a public affairs officer, I get the opportunity to tell the Air Force story, and I pretty much communicate the Air Force story to different audiences, if you will, one being the internal audience, these are the folks that are on base, and then my external audience, these are the folks that are off base, and then I get to do this thing called community relations. We call it COMREL in the Air Force, and we go out and have some community relations with the local community and show what we do and do that type of thing.
And are you a full-time member of the Guard, sir?
No, I am a traditional. I work for the Department of Defense on a full-time basis, DLA Logistics Information Service, the DOD entity, if you will.
Okay. So help us out here who are in civilian life. Are you a member of the United States Air Force, or are you a member of the Guard, or are you both?
I am a member of the Air National Guard. It is a reserve unit for the Air Force, and I like to think that we're all part of the total force, if you will, and we pretty much, you can't tell this difference once we're deployed and that type of thing. So,
And how long have you been a member, sir?
I've been part of the Guard for about 10 years now, and I have about 15 years of service. I was active duty for about 4.5 years prior to coming to the Guard.
And what did you do during your active duty time, sir?
I was a crew chief on the A-10 Thunderbolt, and I was overseeing the maintenance and that type of thing for the A-10.
Quite an interesting job. How did you transition from that job to a public affairs officer?
Well, I got out of active duty Air Force in 2001, and I transferred up to Michigan, a Palace Front, they called it. It's an easy transition from the active duty to the Guard. And I plugged away at school at the Spring Arbor University up here and received my master's degree and applied for a commissioning job at the public affairs. They had a public affairs position open at the base, and I applied and got the job, and here I am.
And what was it about the public affairs position that appealed to you, sir? Why that position for you? Do you enjoy it?
Oh, I enjoy it. It's a great opportunity to meet different people. I get to, I get to be out in the open and go see different things, if you will. For example, I was deployed for a oil spill and that type of thing. Not being a crew chief on A-10, you know, you don't get to go and do that type of thing. So being a public affairs officer, I got the opportunity to go and travel in a different context, if you will, for the Air Force. So it was really a cool transition.
And have you deployed overseas at all, sir?
Yes, I have been on 5 deployments overseas. I recently got back in May. I was stationed over Southwest Asia for about 6 months, and I just got back in May. So I travel quite often.
Okay. And what does a public affairs officer do when you're deployed over to a foreign country?
Well, they pretty much do the same thing. We try to tell the Air Force story. We do press releases, and we do a lot of communication of the internal audience and the external audience too. You know, we try to tell the folks around in the communities of what we're doing and what we're trying to do. We get the message across. So it's pretty much the same type of job as communication throughout the community.
Okay, but the community overseas is the foreign, you know, nationals that we're in at that point in time. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And let me back up and ask this, Captain. Where's home for you, Captain?
Home for me is actually, I grew up in St. Clair, Michigan, and that's where it's my home, that's my home of record, but I actually live in Kalamazoo, Michigan now. It's about 30 minutes out of Battle Creek.
And family there, sir?
Yes, I have a wife and a son.
We ask God's blessings on your family, on your wife and your son. And as we wrap up our time today, sir, what motivates you? What inspires you as you serve this nation?
Well, I love being part of the Air National Guard. I love being part of the military. It's a great opportunity to serve your country. You know, the camaraderie is second to none. The folks that surround me, you know, we're in an all volunteer military. So it's a great opportunity to you know, being in an all volunteer military, we're all in the same type of boat. So it's a great opportunity to. You're in the same types of people. Same types of people. You know, being in an all voluntary force, you know, the people around me are in the same boat. So, and we want to be here. We have the opportunity to serve our country. And in the Guard, we get to serve our community, state, and nation, which is a great opportunity.
Captain Craig Warren of the Mission and Air National Guard, many thanks again for your time today and for your service on behalf of all of us here in America. Again, I ask God's blessings on you and your family, and we honor you, Captain Warren, as our Hero of the Week.
Thank you.